Edmonton. Premier Danielle Smith is denying it was her decision to quash the hiring of Alberta's former chief medical officer to a new job at the province's health agency. Smith was responding to questions Monday following a Globe and Mail story that quoted a resignation letter from former Alberta Health Services senior executive Dr. Braden Manns. In the letter dated June 11 cited by the newspaper, Manns said he quit his position to protest what he said was Smith's interference in reversing the decision to hire Dr. Dina Hinshaw for a job with the Indigenous Wellness Corps of Oz. Asked by reporters in Calgary if she interfered, Smith said, I talked with Oz Chief Administrator John Cowell on a weekly basis. We talked about staffing decisions a lot, and we have a major restructuring that we're doing in Alberta Health Services as well. But Smith added, ultimately, it's the official administrator, and now the board and the CEO, who will make those decisions, and it was the case in this instance, too, that the decisions of Oz were made by Oz. When asked the same question a second time, she delivered the same response. Manns and Cowell could not be immediately reached for comment. The Globe reported that in the letter, Manns said Cowell told him Hinshaw's hiring to the Indigenous wellness job was a major problem. Manns wrote that while he and Cowell were talking in the hallway of a Calgary Oz office, the Premier called Cowell directly. After your call with the Premier, you and I participated in a group meeting. In that meeting, you stated that the Premier is firm that there can be no hiring of Dr. Hinshaw, Manns is quoted as saying in the report. In response, I expressed my concern that the Premier was reaching down four levels into Oz and instructing us to rescind an approved contract after a comprehensive search and selection committee process. Opposition NDP health critic David Shepherd said, this is a time for leadership, and yet every day we learn new information about how deeply the UCP government is failing Albertans. Political interference into hiring at Oz is completely unacceptable, and this government must be held accountable. Manns stepped down as an AHS interim vice president on June 11. The Globe reported he received a letter from Alberta's ethics commissioner informing him she was investigating the revocation of Hinshaw's appointment. The ethics commissioner, by law, cannot publicly confirm the existence of ongoing investigation. Cowell's position ended after Smith installed a new board of directors for Oz last month. The board is to oversee a massive reorganization of health delivery, with the role of Oz reduced to a service delivery arm for acute care. Cowell was put in the job in November 2022 after Smith fired the previous Oz board. Smith, who has long aligned herself with those questioning the mainstream science approach to the COVID-19 pandemic, had removed Hinshaw as the province's top public health doctor soon after she became premier in 2022. Smith blamed both Hinshaw and the leadership of Oz for failing to deliver the best advice and care for Albertans as the hospital system came close to buckling in successive waves of the pandemic, which the premier said forced the province to impose freedom-busting vaccine mandates and restrictions. In the summer, more than 100 Alberta doctors signed an open letter to express concern over the decision to revoke the Indigenous care job offer to Hinshaw. Dr. Hinshaw has been prevented from working for Oz, said the doctors. This is entirely unfair and unprofessional. Further, it signals to all physicians in this province that their positions are unsafe and could be targeted for political gain. There is no place for leadership which undermines the decisions, recommendations and sovereignty of the Indigenous Wellness Corps, and no place for political interference in healthcare delivery. CBC News reported in June the revocation of Hinshaw's job also led to the resignation of the group's medical director, Dr. Esther Tilefeathers. This report by the Canadian Press was first published December 18, 2023. Dean Bennett, The Canadian Press.